Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we've been reporting all week, funding for Homeland Security is set to run out tomorrow if Congress doesn't act. The ball is now in the House's court because the Republican-led House passed a bill tying a rollback of President Obama's immigration actions, which delay deportation for millions of immigrants, to funding of Homeland Security. But Republicans and Democrats in the Senate have agreed to separate the votes into two bills. So now all eyes are on the House. Will it also compromise? Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio is leader of the newly formed Conservative House Freedom Caucus. Congressman Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
And you've been very vocal on your thoughts about wanting to keep immigration tied to funding. Your colleague Stephen King says Mitch McConnell in the Senate, in agreeing to split the issues into two votes, tipped his king. In other words, lost this chess match. What say you?
Well, I hope when the bill comes over, we'll just amend it and send it right back. And we will amend it with the language that we sent over there the first time, because I believe that is the right thing to do. And let's be clear, it's not just solely about immigration. It's about the president's actions, which we think are unconstitutional. And never forget, just last week, a federal judge ruled they were unlawful. So we think we're on very strong ground. The American people, I think, believe this is the right thing to do, as evidenced by the election in November. So I would suggest if the Senate sends us what they plan to send us, we just amend it and put our language back in it, and we send it back to them and says, no, this is the right thing, and we're going to stand firm in this position.
Okay, a couple questions. So you mentioned the judge in Texas who did rule against President Obama's most recent actions on immigration, but he ruled that they didn't give states enough time to get together the financing of them, that there was a financial hardship. So he didn't rule that they were unconstitutional. This might make its way all the way to the Supreme Court, but putting that aside, if you believe that strongly in it, what's wrong with voting on it separately?
Because the leverage exists with the ability. We do this all the time in Congress, where you attach riders to appropriation bills. We have all kinds of riders which are attached to other appropriation bills. Say you can't use the American tax dollars for this. And frankly, we also took an oath just last month when we were sworn in. If we believe something is unconstitutional, which I believe this is, legal scholars on both the right and the left think it is unconstitutional what the president did last November. If you believe that, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution. How can we allow language in the bill that would permit the funding for something we deem and we think and we agree with so many others is unconstitutional?
Well, because you can vote on it in a separate bill. And others would say, why would you need leverage if you were in the right? I mean, you would be able to vote on it and see if others agree with you. But, Congressman, I want to ask you something, too, because you have been very strong in your opinion that you believe the president's actions were unconstitutional. The judge did not rule on their constitutionality, and you had been saying that he did. Now I'm hearing you say that the judge ruled that they were unlawful.
Right.
Have you changed
right.
your opinion about what the judge ruled?
Right. The one legal ruling we have is the federal judge in Texas who said what the president did was unlawful.
But not unconstitutional.
We have all kinds of legal scholars who said what the president did
right.
was unconstitutional. I believe it's unconstitutional. So for those reasons, we think the bill
right.
we've sent is exactly the right kind of legislation.
Yeah, well, moving to other areas of this, how do you think your leader, Speaker Boehner, has handled this? He's not saying what he will do. He's saying the Senate needs to do something and then we'll act on that.
Well, yeah, and I think the Speaker has been right about that. He said that all along. When we sent our legislation over there initially, the Senate was saying, well, you got to send to something else. We said, no, that's not how it works. We send something to you. You guys can take it up, amend it, change it, and send it back. But you at least have to do that much. So I think the Speaker has been very consistent in how the process in our great country is supposed to work.
Will you support him if he also, as Mitch McConnell did, decides to support the idea of splitting the vote?
We've been very clear that our position is the bill we sent to the Senate is the right piece of legislation. That's what we're for. That's what we will continue to be for. If they send it back, then I think we should amend it, as I said earlier, with the language that we put in the initial legislation.
It sounds like you don't see any other options, but I'll ask you anyway, because we're reading reports that members are talking about maybe a short-term funding measure.
Robin, if you think something is unconstitutional,
yeah.
You don't fund it for 2 weeks. You don't fund it for 2 days. You don't fund it for 2 months. You put the language in the bill that we put in the bill initially.
Even when you have people like Representative King, who agrees with you on the constitutionality of the president's actions, but then says, we can't allow DHS not to be funded. People think we're crazy. There are terrorist attacks all over the world, and we're talking about closing down Homeland Security. This is like living in the world of the crazy people.
Look, no one wants to shut down. I mean, this is what's so amazing. We've sent a bill over there that funds the Department of Homeland Security at the levels that the Democrats agreed to. A federal judge has said what the president did in November is unlawful, so we want to make sure that that can't be moved forward, and somehow that's the radical position. I fail to see that. I don't think anyone who understands who has it explained would fail to see that. And for the Democrats to insist, no, we want to maintain the ability to do something that a federal judge says we can't do, or we're not going to pass a bill at the levels we wanted, is ridiculous.
Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, thank you.
Thank you.